Hello everyone and welcome to Gawler Event Watch, where we cover events from all around Gawler. Today it was the Rotary Village Fair up at Pioneer Park, where all sorts of community groups came out to show their wares, raise a bit of money, and of course there was a sausage sizzle, which is my classification for whether something is truly an event or not. So we went to speak to the organisers. We had a talk to Kim Potger, who was one of the Gawler Rotary Club members helping to organise the event. Here's how the interview went. So we're here with the Gawler Rotary Club. They've been organising an event here at Pioneer Park. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, well, I guess the Village Fair has been, for about the last 40 years, Rotary has been providing a facility whereby all the other service clubs and other peoples in the community can actually come and generate their own income. Basically, it started off by, people always ask Rotary if they can help do this, help do that. And basically, Rotary came up, way before your or my time, with this concept of if we provide a facility and have some entertainment and a few other things going on, all these other people can actually utilise this facility. Obviously, there's no charge to any of these organisations. Basically, we do the infrastructure and they come along and provide a stall and take home whatever they can generate, which, again, obviously puts money back into the community.
So how long has, I guess, this Gawler branch of this been going?
Well, Gawler Rotary is 62 years old, one of the early clubs in South Australia, and like I said, for the last 40 years, this has been an event that has grown in the community. I'd hate to think of how much money over that 40 years it's put in the community, but over the last few years, basically it's generated, about $20,000-$25,000 worth of, which, various clubs and organisations then feed back into the big picture.
All these stalls have, they have canopies and everything. You provide all that?
Yes, we provide the complete infrastructure.
So where
and do
you
the organising.
Where do you get the funds to do that?
By other projects that we actually do. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
As in mostly sausage sizzles or?
Well, we've done things like we've had tractor pulls, we've had a country fair. We're selling calendars at the moment.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of sausage sizzles. Yes, I've cooked a few sausages and things in my life. Other projects, and obviously like the arch you look at over there with Pioneer Park on it, that was a Rotary project that someone came up with an idea.
Yeah.
Just like the Lions have built the rotunda. So as you can see from various things over the years, we generate income and it feeds back. So obviously Rotary being an international situation as well. So obviously, you look at one of the big drivers is Polio Plus, which is polio eradication throughout the world. And other than Bill Gates Foundation and the American government, Rotary International has actually put more money into the eradication of polio than any other organisation.
Is there anything in particular that you're raising money for at the moment?
Good question. We've had a few things that we've thought about whether we should make projects, and one of them is actually in one of the committees has brought up about putting a shelter over the top of the playground at Colony Park.
Yeah.
And Colony Park again was a Rotary project in the beginning of creating the barbecues and that sort of facility in the close proximity of the main street.
All right, well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.